fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
That's right. Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. It's the season for sand on our feet and the sun's on our backs. But here in Australia, we face one of the harsher seasons when it comes to our health. We are the skin cancer capital of the world, and 2 in 3 Australians will develop skin cancer before the age of 70. And every year, 2,000 people die from the disease. Now, today we're joined by Cancer Council WA Sunspot Manager Mark Strickland. Thanks for talking with us, Mark.
G'day, Jesse. Good to be with you.
No problem at all. Now, start off, tell us a little bit about yourself and your work with the Cancer Council.
Okay, well, Cancer Council, for people who don't know, is we're not a government organisation. We're a not-for-profit charity. And the SunSmart team within Cancer Council is the team that looks after the Slip, Slop, Slap campaign that people would be familiar with. Not too many Australians haven't heard of Slip, Slop, Slap. It's a famous campaign, and I guess we administer that. We work with schools, with local government agencies, and with policymakers wherever we can find them. And the work is basically around trying to increase the amount of shade that we have in the community, make sure people understand about the dangers of the sun, and make sure that when people are out and about on their work or maybe just in their recreational time, that they're doing what they can to limit their risk of skin cancer.
Great work you're doing there. Now, actually, can you give us a reason? How does the sun affect our skin?
Sure. Our knowledge about this is improving and increasing all the time. And what we know now is that the photons of UV radiation that come down from the sun, UVB in particular, can penetrate our skin and they can break up the DNA in our skin cells. Most of your listeners would be familiar with the idea of DNA as a sort of a twisted spiral bladder. They've seen pictures of them probably in, science communication and that sort of thing. What happens is when the UV photons come in and into our skin, they break the rungs on the ladder. So it's physical, it's real physical, visible damage in the cell that we can see. And that damage has got to be repaired because the cell can't function with damaged DNA. So our immune system kicks in and tries to repair the damage. And thankfully, in most cases, it does. But as we get older, or if we get a lot of damage, the immune system isn't perfect, and we can end up with cells in which the damage is not repaired. And if that happens, our bodies will divide that cell, we'll copy that cell in the normal way that all of our cells are copied and replaced for keeping us healthy. And that means that damage in your body then becomes permanent. That damage is locked in if the immune system fails to repair it. And that's step one on the road to getting cancer. Now, if it's a skin cell that's been damaged, then it'll be a skin cancer. Other things that, if we smoke, for example, the toxins in the smoke damage DNA in different ways. If we drink a lot of alcohol, the alcohol can damage our DNA. All the cancer sort of comes back, its origin comes back to DNA damage. But in the case of skin cancer, it's the energy in the sun that's doing the damage.
Now, I grew up with No Hat, No Play in school and the Slip, Slop, Slap campaign, but do you think Australians still really realise that how important sunscreen and protecting ourselves from UV rays are, even if, say, we go down to have a walk, half an hour, 40-minute shop walk down to the shops?
Well, what we're realising is that the strength of the UV radiation that we face in Australia is really very intense. It's much stronger in Australia than it is in most other places on the planet. So that means that for Australians who by and large still have fair skin, even small amounts of time outside can be damaging. And what we know now is it's the accumulation of damage over your lifetime that leads to skin cancer risk, the skin cancers which appear in later life. So one of the reasons the SunSmart program is so focused on children and young people is that we know that if we can delay the amount of sun damage that people get at a young age, we stand a very good chance of delaying the appearance of skin cancer, perhaps entirely, as they get older. So to come back to your question, do people understand it? I think probably not. I think attitudes are generally pretty lax when it comes to sun protection. If you walk outside today, you'll see, you know, just out in the street, you'll see hardly anybody wearing a hat. It's a warmish day. You'll see a lot of people in short sleeves, not particularly sun protective clothing, and because it's not a hot day today. And yet the UV radiation, the UV index, is off the charts at the moment. Today, the UV index in Perth is 13. We need to be covering ourselves when it goes past 3. So we are, you know, we're getting close to 5 times over the safety limit for UV radiation today. But, you know, people aren't really aware of that, and they don't cover up as much as they should. Now, you do that every day of your life. You do that, you know, you walk to the shops every day for 40 years to get your lunch. That's a lot of sun exposure.
Now, when I'm buying sunscreen to, say, cover myself up before I go outside, what level of SPF should I be using? What is recommended?
So you would know you can buy a variety of SPF levels. We recommend that you don't go under 30. SPF 30 will technically block 96% of the UV radiation. You can buy SPF 50. That's slightly better. That'll block about 98% of the UV radiation, technically. I say technically because it requires that you put it on correctly, and that is thickly enough, completely enough, you know, cover all of your exposed skin, and that you reapply it. And our research tells us that people don't really do any of those three things properly. So they don't get the full protection. They don't get the full technical protection that the sunscreen can offer because of failure to apply it correctly. And that's why the SunSmart message is slip, slop, slap. It's not just about put on sunscreen, but it's about sunscreen, hats, sunglasses, long sleeve clothing, and shade. 5 ways to protect yourself, because any one on its own won't do the job.
Well, that's right. I mean, as someone that works in the industry, if you could leave Australians with one message, what is it, Mark?
I guess what I would say is learn to use the UV index. There are plenty of websites around at the moment, plenty of mobile phone apps. It's on the TV news most nights, heavy weather. When the presenters are talking to you about the UV index, understand that they're talking, it's really the sunburn index is what it is. And when it's higher than 3, unprotected skin will be damaged by exposure to UV. The higher the number, the faster that damage will happen. As I say, it's 13 in Perth today. If people are listening outside the metro area, you know, if we were to travel today to Broome or Kununurra, the UV index would be up around the 15 range. It's really massively strong radiation, even though the temperature may not be such that you're motivated to cover up. So I think learn to use the UV index, and remember, slip, slop, slap, seek, slide. And a final plug probably for our key website, which is myuv.com.au. It's a Cancer Council website. People can log on there, find the UV index for wherever they are in Australia every day of the year.
Mark Strickland, thank you so much for joining me on this health segment this morning and giving us all this important information about how to keep ourselves safe with a hot summer coming up.
Thanks, Jesse. Anytime.